This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
A lot has changed in the past couple of years, and I got to tell you something. I think I'm about ready for a dose of boring. I don't know about you. I'd like things to just stay the same for a little while. Although I'm not sure that the current same is the same that I'd be happy with for very long. How about you? I want to talk a little bit about Gab, the social media site. Crazy what I see going on there. Where do I begin this story, I guess? I'm so frustrated, so angry by what I see going on. Let me take a step back and paint the picture here for this a second just to catch everybody up, okay? And I'm going to bring you to today in a second. But give me a couple minutes to take you from about 2016 to today. Not political, social media-wise, okay? I got involved in social media like a lot of other people. Just kind of a, general interest thing. I never really liked, Facebook was it then. Twitter was around. I was never really on it. In the early days, it was Facebook. I remember MySpace. I don't remember having a MySpace account. Facebook was where I kind of started, did my thing. Didn't really like it. It was around 2014, I guess, that a brother of mine reached out from Alpha Battery that we were setting up a reunion, and that's how he was connecting with everybody through Facebook at that time, and it was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal gift from Facebook. The battery page, the connection, everything that's come with it, it's been phenomenal. In addition to that, after that time, I was actually helping a business that was a commercial tenant of mine. I was involved in some commercial properties at that time, partners in a real estate firm, and we did commercial leasing was part of our business, and one of the retail outlets was not doing well. They were struggling to pay the rent, and rather than go to DEFCON 3, which we did plenty of times, we elected to try and help in this case, and I jumped in to try and help with some marketing to sell their product on social media. We ran, quite a few $1,000s of Facebook ads. We built a huge email list and sold a couple $100,000s worth of product on there. We cut it all off. It was a success for us at that time, but it didn't make money. Because of the advertising costs. The advertising costs were so high that it was not profitable for us on that particular product, at least with the ads that we were running. You know, this is people say, well, you weren't running your ads, right? I know. But it just didn't work for us, and we discontinued it. But I can tell you some of the other things that I witnessed besides all of the free speech destruction that went on social media. The poor business practices at Facebook were absolutely hideous. I don't know if they've gotten any better. I don't see any indication of that, but I really wouldn't know. What am I talking about? Well, no customer service contact. I mean, you could email, but it's like a joke. It's like talking to a wall. They would do things like not deliver the ads, but continue charging. They would shut down accounts. I had it happen. We had run thousands and thousands of dollars. I told this story. I forgot about this little tidbit. I went to launch a lead magnet for this podcast, Life, Liberty, and Guns. This was back in like 2018 maybe. All right? This was my first dose of slap in the face. I had this, Facebook account. I never really liked it. I get into it because of my military ties. I happened to have this business venture. We put a lot of money into Facebook ads. We invested a lot of money in Facebook. I think that two-year period, all total, there was a couple things I was involved in. We spent over $100,000 with Facebook. Wasn't really worth it. It wasn't a good business value for us. But I wasn't really blaming Facebook for that. I had been loyal to them. Go to run a lead magnet for the podcast. It was called Life, Liberty, and Guns, a little audio you could download. Had it all designed, did the whole, imagine this now, right? After all that, all that work I put into this, listen to the destruction of this a second. It's going on every day right now. All right? I'm working a full-time job. I'm supporting a family. I had shut down my real estate business, sold off all the assets. Sitting like, yeah, I want to do a podcast. I want to do something good for the country. That was my thinking. I look at everything that's going on. I started the podcast. I said, we got to be careful. We're going to end up with a country we no longer recognize. I started thinking the Second Amendment is very important to this whole story. Let me write something. Let me create something that would give people a little sample that they might want to come listen to this podcast. I'm going to call it Life, Liberty, and Guns. I go to writing this thing, 12 chapters, thousands and thousands. I create this whole thing in record time. I go record it. You know how much time and effort this takes? How much work went into this? I created all the ads myself. I'm just getting started with a podcast. I'm going to invest in an ad company and things like that. I'm going to do it myself for my own Facebook ad account. This is my whole business strategy with this podcast. I was going to go out with a simple little lead magnet. I was going to offer people a free audio. They get a little sample of me. If they like it, they could subscribe to the podcast. If not, have a nice day. Well, none of that was good enough. I run the ads. I set up the ad account. And within 2 hours, I received an immediate ban on everything I had in that Facebook account. And I'm pretty sure they tied it back to my IP address. And I'm pretty sure that the word circulated around to the other platforms. Not that it really mattered. And I don't know. I really don't know. But what do you call that? So everything that I had put, it was exactly how I planned to grow the podcast, and they just shut the door on it. They have shut the door on every single way to grow the podcast at this point. That's been my experience with Facebook. And now you know why I don't like Facebook. Let me take one more step before I get to Gab, okay? I decided, a couple weeks ago, it's called, a month ago, that I was going to go ahead and try out Twitter, give Twitter a try. Let me see if there's a little action. You know, the free speech, Elon's in control. I found nothing any different. I tried to run some ads over there. I don't even know if they charge me for the things, man. It's just like an immediate ban on anything I have to say. Wouldn't even let me pay to put it out there for some reason. What did they say? Something about content. But what is it about what I'm saying? You got people at Columbia University talking about death to Jews, death to America, and somehow that's okay. Somehow I've become a threat to democracy because I don't like the Democrats. I speak the truth, and it scares everybody. Anyway, Twitter, $186, flush down the toilet. I won't be back. Have a nice life. There's a ton of bots over there. If you think investing in Elon Musk is a good idea, you're going to go down with a sinking ship. Trust me when I tell you. And I can tell you my track record is pretty good. I predicted the fall of Facebook, although they seem to be making plenty of money, don't they? But the only thing I was wrong about my prediction with Facebook is I was a little ahead of time. So go to Gab. So I'm watching Gab, and I like Andrew Torba. I liked what he was doing over there, and I was a supporter. Early on, I went and got a Gab Pro membership. It had a lifetime Gab Pro membership for $250. I thought it was a great deal. They're offering the early people a deal to get in. I said, I'm going to get in. I'm going to take a chance on this new platform. I spent the $250. I've been on Gab exclusively for a long time, and I haven't been totally happy with everything that I see on there. I'm like, you know, some of the algorithms, they're all running on some kind of algorithm, you know. And just remember I said this. I'm looking at Trump. I'm like, how's Trump blue check certified? That he's paying his $10 a month now? I doubt it. And this is all games that they play. Not everybody's getting the same access. And the game now is you're going to pay to play. So anyway, Gab, I said, all right, we did some testing on Gab. We gave away some P38s for the Project Chaos show. It was really working out good. We were bringing in some good traffic from Gab, measurable traffic from Gab. I was really happy about that. It was exciting to me. I keep posting. I'm posting to the group. Seems to be getting some feedback. I never heard from anybody on the podcast that they actually came in from Gab. Anybody listening, find me from Gab? I don't think so at this point. So I started to get a little skeptical of Gab during the testing phase because I'd have some experience with this, okay? Let me open up my Gab account because there's a part of this story that you really got to hear. It's really amazing. If you're wondering why this country's going down the tubes, you're going to get a real interesting view right now. Let me tell you something from good old Gab. Now, here's one of my first criticisms of Gab, and I don't know how you blame Gab, but this is their free speech. But the anti-Semitism on Gab is clear and apparent. And, it's vile at times and actually disruptive. I mean, people are going out of their way to spread anti-Semitic vitriol. And I'm just not into that there, you know. It doesn't excite me. I don't see the purpose of that. But there's a lot of it on Gab, and that's just kind of the crowd that you're speaking to. But I respected the free speech. I was like, all right, you know, I don't like what you're saying, but there's people that don't like what I'm saying, and everybody has to have a place to speak freely, right? Gab comes along and said, hey, we're going to stop Gab ads. I thought we were like heavy into this just a couple weeks ago. And I said, all right, let's try it out. So I did a little test, put $200 in a Gab ad account. And we do a little testing, and the initial results were great. Great. And all of a sudden, the reach just dries up. And I was like, you know, this is a familiar feeling of social media scamming. They're going to keep charging me for ads. And then I'm watching a little more closely what's going on with Gab. And it reminds me of the good old days of Face Crooks, when they're just taking people's money and throwing out crappy ads. Like one of the things Facebook would do, if you would go look at like the number of Facebook users for the state of New York, it would be more than the population of New York. And you say, well, I mean, people have two accounts. Well, you're paying to advertise to all this stuff. It's like if you're going to take the money in ads, maybe you get that worked out. At least be upfront about it. There's no transparency at all. You don't even know what you're getting. It's you pay to run an ad in the paper. You go look. They send you a copy of the ad that was out in the paper. You know you got it. This stuff, you have no idea what's going on. Well, I'm watching Gab, and I'm going through my feed, and I see an ad. Then three posts later, I see the same ad, and then the same ad again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. I'm like, is this what they're doing? I'm just going to feed. This is not good advertising. This is not what I was thought I was getting into. So I was just holding tight, reserving judgment. It's the new ads. It's, you know, a small plan. Let's not get overreact. So then I get this. Your Gab Pro, this is an email from Gab, all right? Now, just remember the order of things here. Maybe this doesn't matter to you, and I'll get to that in a second. I'll give everybody an equal voice here because it certainly was let known on Gab. I get this email. After I thought I was Gab Pro for life because I was an early supporter, after I started an ads account, then my reach goes to nothing. Then a few days later, I get an email. Your Gab Pro membership expired a few weeks ago. They're going to tell me after they took my ad money, says Gab is 100% funded by people like you, not special interests or big corporate advertisers. Your Gab Pro membership has been expired, but we hope you'll please consider upgrading Gab Pro again today. We depend on people like you to help us keep building and to cover operational costs. Thank you for being a valued Gab member. So then it wants to take me to go renew my membership. Let me see here. Somebody's messaging me. On April 6, 2022, you purchased a Gab Pro two-year membership for $180. So somebody pointing out to me that it was only a two-year membership. So maybe they're saying that I'm wrong on there. So that leaves me with one thing. And that is the fact that they're letting me know after the fact. Listen, and I just got distracted there, so let me straighten this. That was actually Bob Torba reaching out to me, showing me that I purchased a two-year contract, and it had expired. Okay, so fair enough in that regard. I was wrong about the lifetime membership. I will go correct the record on that. I have to tell you, though, I'm not happy with what I see going on there. And I don't think I want to be back with the whole thing. I don't want to get caught up in this again. You know, it's such a racket. You take my money for the ads. You're going to tell me weeks after the pro thing expires. You know, that's not good business, man. That's not good customer service. And then you're running the ads in the same posts over and over again. Let me just say this, besides the fact that the whole social media thing is a doggone mess, a complete mess, and everybody's saying the same thing, who wants to get involved with so much conflicting nonsense? I don't know. It's not worth it, really. It's not worth the frustration. You know, I've said this before. You know, and now they're changing the price, the terms, whatever. I'll back off on the Gab thing. I was wrong about the lifetime membership. I'm glad that came out right here while I'm recording. And I'll go correct that on Gab. But how is it that I'm going to join the club for 2 years, and you're going to build a following, you're going to build lists, you're going to build all this, you're going to bring people into it, and then you're going to turn around 2 years and going to change the whole structure, terms, pricing? I don't get it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. This social media, I very reluctantly got back into it, and I've just come to realize that it just cannot be a place where proper discourse can occur. Let me share something else with you. The most fascinating part of this whole story to me, now this is Gab, remember this. I put a screenshot of the email and I explained briefly my story. And there were quite a few people on Gab that attacked me. Now, they were calling me a liar, which is probably about the lifetime membership issue, which I went back and corrected, which is fine. Maybe I earned that little part of it, okay, for not verifying my facts a little better that I only had a 2-year membership. Fair enough. Fair enough. But it doesn't change the fact that while I thought I was a pro member, they gave me no notice. They just let it expires, which is fine. I don't think they're any obligation to remind me of anything. I got enough reminders, right? But in effect, the account was then shadow banned. They didn't remove the blue check where I go, hey, something's wrong here. Where'd my blue check go? And do anything like that. I'm just posting away, working, and the posts are going. I'm like, why is there no reach on this stuff? It's weird. Maybe it's Gab. While that's going on, they took my ad money. They went ahead and took it. And initially, the ads did great. The test, we ran a test. I'm like, all right, we're doing it. Then all of a sudden, that's like the results go to zero. And it's like flushing money down the toilet. Flushing time and money down the toilet on Gab. Just like Facebook. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I apologize if I made any insinuation about Gab's ethics. No, I didn't make any insinuation. I directly attacked it. And at this point, I'll just say it's poor business practices. I feel like I got ripped off. Both my time, there's thousands of posts on there. And I look at this, I said, all you guys are doing is maximizing the money. And I got to tell you something. And I go through it too. You either decide whether you're free speech or you're more about making money. All this crying, Gabs, we need money, we need money. Where's the financial statements? They're asking for investors. They're taking ad money. I'll tell you a funny story about all this. I knew because the hair on the back of my neck was standing up. I know crappy service when I see it, and I can see it brewing. I get an email from Gab, or it was a link in the feed. I forget which. Hey, would you like to run ads? I go to click it. It says, we're going to be starting this soon. We'll get back to you. Give us a little time. Please be patient. Everything's poor Gab, poor Gab. Okay, I was patient. I never got a response to that. Nobody ever got back to me and said, hey, by the way, you know, your pro membership's expired. Before you run any ads, maybe you want to sign up. No, just take the money and flush it right down the toilet. Does that sound good to you? I'm not going to blame the Torbas, okay? I'm just going to say social media is a place where souls go to rot. Prove me wrong. Show me one good thing that has come out of social media. People say, well, Elon Musk is exposing the truth. Really? And what has been the good result of any of that? I'm out. I'm done. I'm taking the links off the website. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I really don't. I'm coming to the matter of fact, I think that I don't know about the video sites. I don't know. I'm really going to leave up what's there for right now. We have the ability to post our own video, but and I know you see me go back and forth. I like to try different things. I like to test different things. You can call me rude. You can call me obnoxious, but I'm honest. I'm honest. And I'm going to tell you, just like I predicted the demise of Facebook, I'm going to predict the demise of Gab. God bless them. You know? And this is, like I said, with Mike Johnson, and I don't know if any of the people at Gab will listen, but when you got to carry your Bible out in front of the church and hold it up for the photographers to see, like Trump did, everybody's, oh, yeah. I defended him, too. But let me just tell you something. And I don't think we need to be afraid to walk around with our Bibles and to pray and things like that. But when you're making a spectacle of it, you're asking for trouble. Look at how holy I am. Now, they'll tell you, oh, I never said that. I say, look to Jesus, not to me. He is risen. Hey, listen, you know, you're going to preach the choir. You better make sure that every step of the way that you're holding up the gospel with both hands. And I just don't see that happening at Twitter. And I'm not going to blame these people. Again, maybe the guy, maybe it started with good intentions. I know how it goes. I know how it goes. I'm dealing with the same things on a different scale here. And we all picked their path. And I'm going to tell you with complete integrity, as far as my business ventures in broadcasting, I have not taken a single penny that has not been a service or product provided in full where the recipient was completely happy. And I just don't agree with what I see going on. And I'll give you another example. And I don't know what the deal is with social media. How is it that a Trump post can come on Gab and all of a sudden that takes front and center over everything else? Everything else. Wow, he's popular. He's more popular than anybody else. I see. I've seen no growth on the groups on Gab. I was wondering about the reach. I was wondering about the audience. I haven't seen any reports from them on this. They're pushing, you know, sign up. We need your money. We need your money. We need your money. Where's the numbers? And guess what? I'm not preaching to the choir here, or I am preaching to the choir. I got the same problems. The same exact problem. We need financial support for the radio show. Our numbers aren't increasing. So guess what? I ain't asking for the money. You understand? If I do, I'm going to be completely upfront. We have a couple of sponsors. We are like, I want to be upfront with you. I don't know that this is going to materialize into a business opportunity. I don't know. Now, in our case, we're selling ads, right, for the radio show. I say, I'm going to give you know, take your ad money. I'm going to put that to use for them. If I know for a fact that I'm not talking to people that are going to benefit that business, would you call that a good thing? Now, if somebody insists, of course I'm going to take it. As long as I'm transparent about it. Is any of this social media stuff transparent? None of it is. None of them have any real customers. I will give Gab incredible credit for this, that Bob Torba Jr., I don't know who Bob is, presumably the brother of Andrew Torba. I thought it was his father, Bob, that helped, but maybe there's a Bob Sr. Appreciate him kindly reaching out. I really do. It means a lot. At least Gab, there was somebody who gave a hoot enough to get back to it. So A plus to Gab on that front. But on the other sites, you don't see any of that. Would I call it good customer service from Gab? Yeah. He got right back to me. So I guess so. A plus. I already said it on the customer service side for Gab. Great. But I still don't see how anything good is coming out of the social media. I'm sorry. It's irredeemable. It would be like expecting to improve your emotional or spiritual health in a strip club or a bar. That's my feeling on it. If you think you're going to go to social media and you're going to get logic and reason, I believe you're completely wrong. All you're getting is a whatever it is, you know, the SSRI receptors, you're getting some kind of a emotional buzz from it that's addictive. I'm done. I was up at the VFW on Sunday. I got to speak for a couple of minutes. You know I love it. And you know what? It's a real conversation with real people. And how this nonsense going on. All very transparent because you're standing in a room full of people. And I thought to myself, you know, God works in funny ways. Here you go, Gab. You want to restore the kingdom, tear down social media. Don't build it up, man. I'm just not seeing it. I'm sorry. They don't want to hear this at Gab. No, because if you're going to be free speech, how do you call yourself a good Christian? There's a dilemma for you. I've taught this before with commercial enterprises. All right. If I'm doing, I'll use myself as an example. I don't want to keep picking on Gab. But if I'm going to go out there, right, and I talk about free speech and the right to own firearms and the Constitution and all these things, and I go out and I take ad money from a group that is looking to enact gun control, would you agree with that? I mean, first of all, just from, and I've tried bringing this up with the ads and the moral principles on these topics. And I'm coming to a conclusion, kind of what I'm getting at with all this. I think you either pro-free speech or you're pro-making a buck. It can't be both. Somewhere it exists, but it's very rare. I had a dentist. He said doctors, generally, they're either good doctors or good businessmen, rarely both. Very rarely both. I think it's the same with social media and broadcasting. It's either free speech or it's paid advertising. It can't be both. How can it be both? I brought this up. Our sponsor for the radio show is a survey and engineering firm, a good friend of mine here in Pennsylvania. If I take that money and then I go out on the radio and I start talking about an app that you can use to find your property corners, and my buddy, yo. Well, hey, it's better. Competition's good. I'm like, yeah, well, good. I'm going to take my competitive advertising dollars somewhere else. You cannot have free speech and paid advertising, period. Prove me wrong. That's what I want to say. I don't know what else to say about all that. Some of the things going on, I had some other things to talk about today, and I didn't get to it. Obviously, I'm a little sad. Be honest with you, I'm sad to see this happening to Gabin. And I want to tell you, this wasn't the first tipping point for me. This was the last step for me. And obviously, I got a little carried away with the thinking I had the lifetime membership. But the principle of it remains unchanged to me. You just effectively shadow ban. I was one of your early subscribers, supported you the whole time. I got thrown off the radio defending Gab. I get thrown off the radio defending Gab, and this is what they do to me. I'm trying to run ads, and they're shadow banning me without telling me. I mean, look, I'm sure it wasn't purposeful. I'm sure this wasn't part of some evil plot. I don't know. I'm sure it was not, but it went on. And just like the strip clubs and the bars, all right, you're not going to find people praying in those places. You're not going to find good spiritual food in a strip club or a bar. And as a matter of fact, if you're struggling with addiction or some kind of temptation or whatever it is you might, and you go to find relief in those places, you're going to get yourself likely in trouble. Ask any guy who's been divorced. Look at the rate of DUIs. So why do I say all this? If you think that you want to find out what's going on in the world and you want to be enlightened and you want to be informed and you think you're going to go to social media for that, I'm sorry to tell you, I don't believe it's going to happen. I really don't. I'm glad that we've always kept this podcast free and free of ads. I think my intuition was 150% correct on all that. I really do. There's a radio station here locally, Word FM. It's a Christian radio station. And I believe they will take some sponsorship assistance, but they basically just fund that. They just fund that. And it's their way of glorifying God. And I believe that it does. I believe that it does. But the minute you start intermingling business and free speech, it can't be so. Can't be so. How do you sit there and take ad money from a medical doctor, say, selling pain relief, and at the same time go and push holistic, natural pain relief? You say, we're against opioids and traditional medicine. We want to support alternative medicine and holistic ways of treating. How do you do both? You can't serve two masters. The Bible says it. Tell me how that's supposed to work. Anyway, I don't know if yours worked up as me. Who cares, right? Social media. I think back to the glory days before social media. You know what? I had a lot less problems, it seemed. I really did. The sad thing is this. I'll say this. Part of what brings us up. Where do you advertise today? You know, all the traditional advertising is largely gone, but not completely. I talked about this before, what we're doing with the bumper stickers and the events, and I think we're just going to keep it real. Old school real is the way to do it these days. At least I can live with my dignity a little longer. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sure to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.